This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
When Napoleon lay at Boulogne for a year with his flat bottom boats and his grand army, he was told by someone, there are bitter weeds in England. There are certainly a great many more of them since the British expeditionary force returned. Sir, I have myself full confidence that if all do their duty, if nothing is neglected, and if the best arrangements are made, as they are being made, we shall prove ourselves once more able to defend our island home, to ride out the storm of war, and to outlive the menace of tyranny, if necessary for years, if necessary alone. At any rate, that is what we are going to try to do. That is the resolve of His Majesty's government, every man of them. That is the will of Parliament and the nation. The British Empire and the French Republic, linked together in their cause and in their need, will defend to the death their native soil, aiding each other like good comrades to the utmost of their strength. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island. Whatever the cost may be, we shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight on the landing grounds, we shall fight in the fields and in the streets, we shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender, and if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
Well, those words echo today from, Winston Churchill. And, of course, a very powerful, speech and encouraging Britons, and really making an announcement to the world that England was not about to give up. And here with Brexit, we have, kind of a second Independence Day, or a independence realization, if you might say, with the local citizens saying, look, we want to have control. And though pundits here in this country want to poo-poo it and say, well, it's insignificant, I think it's hugely significant. I think it encourages us here. After all, we have so much that we agree with London and with the citizens of Britain when it comes to independence. It's rather amazing when you consider that the polling evidence, tried to influence incorrectly what was going on and the growing sentiment that was happening there. I mean, to be off by as much as they were off just tells you and warns us, I believe. I believe it's a warning to us how we have to be careful with some of this polling information. I mean, government hasn't been necessarily forthright when it comes to numbers anyway, whether we're talking about employment or other numbers. They just seem to want to couch them and somehow offer some sort of, I guess, plausible deniability. I mean, anything but the truth. And this is part of the problem that we have in this country, and this is why this show is so committed, to finding out the truth no matter where it leads. So here was, for Britain, they said here was going to be such a close race. Maybe a 1 point differential ended up being 4 points. I mean, that's huge. In the realm of polling, that is so erroneous that they would find out. I mean, that's like what happened to Dick Morris here in the United States. You can be so far off that all of a sudden you lose validity. Interesting that poor Dick Morris is the one that takes it on the chin when there's been other people that have been part and parcel to deception here and have tried to, you know, keep us in the dark like mushrooms, but very little has happened to them. Such is the case here in America. But this is Bill Martinez live coming at you.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us on this 4th of July, 2016. I'm glad you could join us on this incredible day. As we, celebrate our independence from Britain. And here it is. You may question we need to re-celebrate our independence from all those forces that would try to compromise all the liberties that the Constitution has given us. And it is my hope and prayer that today you would take a moment in the midst of the family events and all the other festivities that go along with the 4th of July, that you would stop and consider really what the 4th of July is all about. Not what the contemporary education system is teaching us, but go back. I mean, in this age of information in which we live in, it is so incredible that we remain so ignorant about something that is absolutely critical to our future, not only ours, our children and our grandchildren as well. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is Jamie Williamson. He is the president and U.S. Army Special Forces of OPSEC. Jamie Williamson, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good, Bill. Thanks for having me on. Happy 4th.
Hey, happy 4th of July to you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your dedication to this American experiment that continues. And as Ronald Reagan said, it is so precarious that we're only one generation away from losing it all, aren't we?
We are. And we've got a lot to think about and weigh our choices in the upcoming election.
Well, without a doubt. Well, I wanted to have you on to talk about the tragedy in Benghazi and the report that's being out there. It seems like, Jamie, it seems like such a compromise that we're just not, getting, as they would say, the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Well, I think we've made some progress. We've gotten a lot of the truth. I won't say we have all of the truth. Our job at OPSEC is to educate the public and to protect the interests of special operators and intelligence officers abroad, and to prevent the exploitation and disclosure of America's secrets. Mm-hmm. So the question now remains is, will anything be done about it?
Well, and we've been saying here that what's most difficult is you'll hear from politicians, we want to get down to the bottom of it so it won't happen again. And I appreciate that there is the dynamic tension between knowing the whole truth and all the truth versus maintaining some secrets. And, because I think many times, what I'm hearing from people across this country is they kind of, wince when information is given that you go, well, should we know about that? Because if you're out there, telling secrets here, I mean, isn't the enemy listening in?
Of course they are. And the public isn't entitled to know everything. There's a good reason for keeping secrets secret. That's why I think that we don't know the entire truth about Benghazi, because I think there's an additional layer and a different agenda laying just under the surface of what we already know subsequent to the Select Committee's findings.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was because of all your efforts, we're talking special forces veterans, retired CIA officers. They've been credited by Congressman Frank Wolf as being a primary force behind the creation of the House Select Committee on Benghazi. Of course, it's been 2 years, several million dollars of investment. I know many people can look and say, wow, this is pretty frustrating, because it wasn't like we had some unity within the committee between the Republicans and Democrats. Like everything that's political these days here in the Beltway, it was rather contentious. It was not united. And as a result, there's probably more that we could have gotten, from this committee had there been some unity.
Yeah, Bill, it's a shame that the whole issue became politicized, which was hardly avoidable in an election year. And when one of the key culprits, Secretary Clinton, is now running for the highest elected office, of course it's going to become a political issue. But the report wasn't directed solely at her. There's plenty of blame to go around, from the president, secretary of state, secretary of defense, and director of the CIA. We're all at fault.
Mm-hmm. Well, what does it say, first of all, Benghazi? What I hear questioned all the time from everyday Americans is, what were we doing in Benghazi to begin with?
Well, this was supposed to be the crowning jewel in Mrs. Clinton's foreign policy, and as it turned out, to be a disaster, a dismal failure. But my speculation, and again, I've got no proof or facts to back this up, but there's a lot of smoke. And my speculation is that the annex, or the CIA station, was involved in the clandestine running of guns either through Turkey or a cutout nation to arm the Syrian rebels. That's my contention.
Well, I think, didn't they finally admit that a couple of years back? I mean, it was kind of like, next to the obituary pages, as far as the mainstream media, where they suggest, because early
convoluted.
On. Yeah, because early on, that was, that's not my pay grade. I'm, former military, but certainly not even at this level. But my gut was that if you follow the personality and the characteristics of this administration, it just smelled of gun running. I mean, there was a lot more to President Obama becoming very defensive and saying thank you very much to Candy Crowley for sending him a lifeline in that debate with Mitt Romney. There was something more to that. And I think most Americans knew there was more to it, but they just chose to, close their eyes and, just ignore it. In fact, and this in spite of the fact that four Americans were killed.
Well, I think there's a general lack of apathy amongst the American voter now, which is a very scary thing. Here we are celebrating our independence, and my concern is that people take that for granted.
Yes.
250 years of sacrifice and spending of blood and treasure to enjoy the rights that we enjoy today. And just because we have them today doesn't mean that they'll be there tomorrow.
Exactly. Well, and this is what President Reagan said, and I drew reference to it earlier when we first started our conversation here, Jamie, is that, we're but one generation away. It can go quickly, and here we are. Many would suggest we're at that tipping point where, this could be rather decisive the way this country has been moving. And, the challenge is that, Look, if we're going to make a move, let's make a move because we have, you know, we have the facts as best we can. Understanding there's some secrets that we may not need to know that, need to be kept where they need to be kept, for security purposes. But we need to understand and be knowledgeable voters so that when we go to the voting booth and we choose people to represent us, that we have a better understanding of the kind of people we're sending to Washington, D.C., don't you say?
You're absolutely right, Bill. And you know, the next step after the precarious tipping point is you reach the point of no return.
And that's what many of us are afraid of. Jamie Williamson is with us, and we've got more from Jamie on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
Brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. New Jersey just got healthier. Hackensack University Health Network and Meridian Health have joined together to change how care is delivered. Robert C. Garrett, co-CEO.
We intend to make our coming together more meaningful and groundbreaking as we anticipate Hackensack Meridian Health will transform healthcare delivery and serve as a national example. Our leadership is committed to implementing innovative models of care, advancing education and research, and thoroughly reimagining healthcare delivery to thrive in this new world.
John K. Lloyd, co-CEO.
Our commitment includes our network of physician practices, home care, rehab facilities, fitness and wellness centers, post-acute care facilities, and much more. This is truly the most comprehensive integrated network in New Jersey and one of the top in the country.
For more information, visit HackensackMeridianHealth.org.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, as my throat dries out here. Pardon me for just a second. Let me get a swallow of some coffee here. And all of a sudden it happens. You know, you get 4th of July, get emotional. You think about all these things, and it gets a hold of you. Jamie Williamson is with us right now. He's with OPSEC. He's the president and U.S. Army Special Forces. Special Ops OPSEC says, "I serve quietly, not seeking recognition or accolades." And, of course, we've been talking a little bit about the Select Committee on Benghazi, the report that came out last week. And, Jamie, what is the takeaway here?
Well, I think to sum it all up, Bill, is there was a colossal failing of the Obama administration. There was a lack of preparedness, a lack of urgency in responding, and an overall lack of will to protect the interests of the United States.
Well, Jamie, I'm sure it's frustrating to you and to other vets, and certainly those who are in active duty right now, to see our national security become a political football. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Yeah, we've seen it increase steadily through the years of the Obama administration, and it's getting worse. It's spiraling out of control. And, you know, at first I was trying to give the president the benefit of the doubt and thinking perhaps it was misguided naivety. And now I'm sure it was a deliberate process to deliberately weaken the United States militarily, politically, and morally.
Well, here it is. You have the president and Hillary Clinton. I mean, that's where the buck stops. I don't know. I mean, you can't blame Susan Rice. I mean, I think she got the short, the short straw when they were drawing straws to see who was going to go on the Sunday talk shows. And she went out and tried to convince people, went on 5 different shows that day to tell everyone that it was all about the video. I mean, for me, at least in my heart and eyes, her credibility is totally lost. Yes, she took one for the team and went out and served the Gipper. And hopefully President Obama in his retirement takes care of one Susan Rice. Because as far as I'm concerned, when people are, you know, are willing to give themselves up like this and promote a out and out lie, which they knew it was clearly based on the Benghazi hearings and the emails. And we can thank Judicial Watch for their FOIA request that brought this into the light as much as can be brought into the light here. And it's quite indicting. Because it goes all the way into the White House. It includes, a candidate for the White House and one Hillary Clinton. And as we would say in military parlance, it was an absolute dereliction of duty. I don't know what else to call it.
Well, what was even more disturbing is, I mean, and they did. They absolutely knew. There were no riots. There were no protests outside the embassy. They were aware of the reaction to the video in Cairo, and they deliberately concocted this story to deceive the American people. And when the government blatantly lies to its own citizens, not to protect security interests, but to cover their political shortcomings and failures, that's a scary thing. But they knew conclusively. You know, and Susan Rice was the third choice of water carrier for Obama. I don't know who the first two were, but I guess they didn't want to be thrown under the bus.
Well, Bill Clinton told his wife, "Don't even go near this." He told her,
"Good advice."
Yeah, he said, don't even go near. So I don't know if she pleaded sickness or whatever it was, but no question she was MIA and self-indicted herself. If you remember that ad that she ran against, you know, President Obama when they were campaigning against one another in 07.
Oh, yeah.
She talked about that 3 a.m. phone call. You know, was he going to be there to answer it? Well, we got the answer. He didn't answer it and she didn't answer it. So we know.
Yeah, that call
right?
came at 4 p.m. and she was asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, and you're right. It came at at a time when you think, okay, well, and of course, the president doesn't want to answer any questions. And the thing that's most galling about this, Jamie, for me, again, understanding there's certain things that we don't need to know because it is about national security. But if their intent is not to have this reproduced, and let's get down to the truth of the matter. If that's really your intent, or if it's just political rhetoric, we know now it's just political rhetoric. They're not sincere about getting down to the bottom of this so that it would not happen again. It only sounds good, I guess, when you're in the news talk shows or you're caught in an 8-second soundbite. You know, that's kind of the right thing to say so that this will never happen again. But, you know, from that comment, we've heard her twice now say that nobody died at Benghazi. And the first time I heard it, I go, what? Did I mishear that? And I had to rewind, you know, the tape to hear it again before I could believe that she actually said it. And then she said it again. I mean, she's really convincing herself that nothing happened there. And I got to imagine for the family members, Jamie, who lost loved ones, what this must do to their very hearts.
Well, my heart goes out to all the families and loved ones. I spent a lot of time with Charlie Woods, Tyrone Woods' father, some of the brothers and sisters were there with us when we were petitioning Congress, members of Congress, to support Frank Wolf's House resolution to establish the committee. And the arrogance of the administration to look these family members in the eye and just lie to them, and to think that they would get away with this, just galls me. It cuts me to the quick that they would think that they could get away. And Huma Abedin just admitted, you know, Hillary Clinton has destroyed some of her schedules in violation of the federal laws to preserve state records. What is she hiding?
Well, you know, it's all a cover up, and it's clear that things are being hidden here. And at this point, in the absence of fact, I say opinion rules. And, you know, the thing is that it makes Americans crazy, because it's like we're the crazy people, Jamie. You know, when you find yourself and you know, with your military background, when you find yourself in a way kind of getting off the reservation, it's not because you're just doing this because this is, you know, independent. It's what they've caused us to do. Because they've been so surreptitious, they've been so deflective of the truth and obstructionist, it's caused us to go off the reservation, so to speak, and find ourselves speaking, you know, disrespectfully of people who are in authority, people who are in positions, should be in positions of honor. They've really dishonored, you know, the office, I believe, all across the board here. And then it's amazing to me that after all that is said and done, one is still a candidate for consideration and, you know, for the Oval Office. And you go, what is wrong? What is wrong with America? I mean, you know, they took a survey of Democrats and 72% of them said even if she was indicted, they'd still vote for her. What is it? You know, what are we missing here? What is wrong with our country? What kind of statement are you making to your children and your grandchildren, and the next generations coming down, that you would say that it's acceptable to be a liar, to lack credibility in the highest office in the land? That it's more about a woman, you know, being elected the first president. It's more about, you know, the Clinton legacy, whatever that is. It is nothing about we the people and the future of this great country of ours and the generations to come. This astounds me, you know, the lack of responsibility and connectivity to what the future could hold for this country.
Prospects are truly frightening. If we don't appreciate what we have, we're bound to lose those privileges.
Well, Jamie, thank you so much for all the great work that OPSEC is doing, you as the president. And U.S. Army Special Forces, how can people connect with you?
Please go to our website and learn more about the organization and our goals. It's www.opsecteam.org.
That's OPSEC, O-P-S-E-C, team.org. Jamie Williamson on Bill Martinez Live. Happy 4th of July, Jamie.
Likewise, Bill. Thank you.
The Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours coming at you from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And all the usual times in between. Thank you for coming on and joining us in this commitment to pursue the truth no matter where it leads us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to be in the running for that movie Risen, I think that's the new DVD Blu-ray that we're giving away, by all means, just drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Great movie. If you have not seen it, and hey, look, we've got a plethora to give away. All you have to do is drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Just say, hey, Martinez, I want to be in the hoppa. I want to be in the running for it. Make sure you include your address as well. It would be our pleasure to make sure you get one of those free DVDs. With us right now, we're honored to have Senator Mike Lee, the Republican from Utah, who's known as a tireless advocate for our founding constitutional principles. He's a former Supreme Court clerk, serves on the Senate Judiciary Committee, the Armed Services Committee, and the Joint Economics Committee, among other assignments, because he's just not busy enough. Senator, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for coming on, and thank you for your heart and passion for our Constitution. Your brand-new book, Our Lost Constitution, The Willful Subversion of America's Founding Document, is quite an indictment on those, I would say, mostly on the left, that are doing everything they can to annihilate discombobulate and confuse we the people over
the wonderment of this incredible document that we know as the U.S. Constitution.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's why I wrote this book, is I've come to believe that the Constitution holds the keys to solving most of the problems, nearly all of the problems that we have with the federal government today, which are many, as you know.
Yes.
This book tells the story of the Constitution. It does it in a way that's interesting, that's captivating. It reads almost like a novel. And by reading it, which you can do in just a couple of hours, you can get a real grip on why the Constitution was written the way it was, the stories behind them, and what you can do to restore it. And, you know, the number one Broadway musical on Broadway right now is a play called Hamilton.
Yes.
And it's become wildly popular, I think, in part because Americans instinctively know that the founding generation had something special. They understood a lot about human nature. There's a craving to have an understanding of that time. And this book contains scenes that could have been in that play, scenes that inform the reader about Alexander Hamilton and other founding fathers. It makes the whole thing very interesting.
Well, I find a comparison here, Senator, if I can say, with the Bible. Over 250 times we're told to remember. And you got to imagine, if we're told to remember that often, it's because we probably have a tendency to forget. And that's probably one thing the Founding Fathers may have omitted from the Constitution, is the reminder for us to remember. And this is why on this show particularly, I often remind people to reconnect with the Constitution. It takes a couple of minutes. And, you know, we got 4th of July coming up. I spend a couple of minutes. Just read the Constitution. And it's like coming back to your first love. You know, you read this and you go, wow, no wonder 7 out of 10 of us will say that this country is on the wrong track because we're not following the blueprint.
That's right. That's right. But the good news is that there is good news. Good news is that this book makes it clear that the Constitution's never been more relevant than it is right now. It's never been easier than it is right now for people to see why we need a Constitution. It's never been simpler for voters to make the change. They just have to vote differently, and this book tells you how to do that. So I advise your readers, anyone who's interested in these topics, anyone who wants to know how to improve our federal government or learn more about the Constitution, just go buy this book today. It's inexpensive, it's easy to read, it's enjoyable, and you won't regret it. So go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and pick up a copy today.
Well, Senator, we have been encouraging, voters to send reinforcements, to reinforce, you know, those like you, patriots who believe in the founding fathers, principles that are, that are pointed out very clearly in the Constitution. And voters need to, first of all, register to vote. Secondarily, they need to actually go out and vote. We have too many people that register and not vote, but they got to participate. If we're going to get this country back on track, I've insisted it's going to be ground up, not top down. And because it is still, as the Constitution states, it is still about we the people. Now, there could be a likely opportunity that we the people get so muffled out that we become irrelevant. Some would say we're already there. What do you say?
I say we are relevant. We've never been more relevant than we are right now. The only thing stopping us from being more relevant is our own inaction. And sometimes our inaction is prompted simply by our own lack of familiarity with the protections that are already there, the things that are already rightfully ours. All we have to do is know what they are and have the ability to assert them. This book, my book, Our Lost Constitution, gives you the ability to do that.
What did you make of the recent Supreme Court decision? You're a clerk on the court, Senator. This was really quite an indictment against one Barack Obama, who, again, has been accused throughout his two administrations of overreaching and violating the separations of powers. What did you make of this decision?
Which one?
Regarding immigration.
Oh, okay. Yes. So that decision on immigration, upholding the Fifth Circuit's ruling invalidating President Obama's unlawful executive amnesty order, was significant. Now, it affirmed a lower court ruling rather than constituting a ruling by itself, because it was tied 4-4. But notwithstanding that, it's still a victory. Still a victory for the Constitution, because President Obama is still ordered not to continue this program. And so that's a good thing. It's an indication that the people are still in charge and that the president still has to follow the Constitution.
Well, I feel like, in part, Senator, we won by default because of the lower court ruling. What concerned me was we had four other judges who went along with the president, and I don't see how that reconciles with the Constitution. Do you?
Well, it doesn't. It doesn't. But as I explained in my book, we don't have to have everyone. We don't even always have to have a majority. We just have to have enough.
Yes.
In this case, four justices were enough. And I'm happy to have that as a victory. Now, we need more victories. And for that reason, we need to get better about choosing presidents who will choose good justices, who will get onto the Supreme Court and do the right thing. Most importantly, we need to get better at electing members of Congress who, regardless of their political affiliation, are willing to identify that there are limits on government, limits imposed by the Constitution. Those limits have to be recognized and enforced by members of Congress themselves.
And, Senator, we need to activate the citizenry. The citizenry need to, you know, realize that they are needed in this battle. They have to get on the field of play here and engage, you know, their representatives so that they hold their feet to the fire, that they, you know, because as you know, you've been there, the lure of the Beltway, the special cocktail parties and all that good stuff and wanting to be part of the, part of the elite there, it's very alluring. And, our representatives can lose their way if we're not engaging them and holding them accountable.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's, again, why I wrote the book. And it's also, you know, one of the things I explained in our lost Constitution is that we have to make the Constitution part of our national political discourse. In other words, the allure, as you say, of the sort of the Georgetown, the Washington, D.C., cocktail party circuit, it's real. It's a force to be reckoned with. In order for that not to be such an allure, we've got to put something in its place. Voters can make that happen. Voters can make that happen by making the issue not about the cocktail party, but about the Constitution.
Exactly.
Members
and
of Congress will respond to that when they have to.
About 20 seconds left here, Senator. The big takeaway you'd want the readers to have out of this book?
The big takeaway is that the choice is there. The choice is ours. The choice always remains with the people. It's up to us to decide what kind of system we want. Our Constitution is under attack, but we can restore it. So please join me in this cause. Please buy our lost Constitution today. And if you like it, share it with others. Comment on that. Amazon, tell others about it.
Yes, keep the conversation going. Excellent book. It'll be linked on our website, too, Senator, at BillMartinezLive.com. Senator Mike Lee, Our Lost Constitution, The Willful Subversion of America's Founding Document.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Scott, I'll tell you, it's only fitting that on this 4th of July, we remember, that performance by Whitney Houston before Super Bowl 25, 1991 in Tampa, Florida. What an incredible voice. And, you revisit it. And I'm glad that she was in our lives. I'm sorry she left early, and the way in which she did, that was unfortunate. But nonetheless, you have to acknowledge her gift, right?
Yeah, fantastic singer. Amazing rendition of the national anthem. I think it's one of the most played national anthem versions out there.
So. Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I think that Star Swain, who we talked to earlier, might rival her. I mean, this particular YouTube probably, you know, again, it's millions and had, I think, like 8 million and counting. And I think if you pull them all together, it's just incredible, you know, the amount of people who are blessed, even in her passing and remembering, you know, Whitney Houston and her, you know, her version, her rendition of this song, in much the same way as I was as we were talking with Star Swain earlier this morning with her rendition at the Lincoln Memorial. And it's real special, just as it was at Super Bowl 25 in Tampa to hear the voice of Whitney Houston. I think it's important to hear where Star Swain sang at the Lincoln Memorial. I mean, to be right there in a public venue. She wasn't on a stage. She created her own stage with her voice and her courage to sing out loud, to sing the national anthem. And quite interesting that in parts of our country, even today on the 4th of July, where freedom abounds, there are some cities, there's some communities that want little to do with the with the flag. And it's kind of amazing that this is where we find ourselves in the 21st century and this year of 2016, the 4th of July. But, we shouldn't be surprised. I mean, it wasn't like the United States had, when it first came together, that there was 100% agreement, right? I mean, you had people much the same as what we saw across the pond here recently with Brexit. You had people that wanted to leave, and you had people that wanted to stay. So the same thing with the 13 colonies, right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. So here it was, when the initial battles of the Revolutionary War, broke out in 1775. And I want to give credit to Gary North, who's done a great job. I mean, Gary is, quite adept. I mean, he and I have some things in common in terms of, having some business background, and then he is a journalist, and me in broadcasting now, so we have some things. But I really appreciate what he's written on his column today in remembering, the Revolutionary War when it first broke out in April 1775. You had that split, you had that division of people that were, pro the crown, and others that were, pro independence, and it took a little bit of time. And it wasn't until the question was called and said, hey, look, I think we need to do something about it. I mean, you've got Thomas Paine's best-selling pamphlet, Common Sense, published in early 1776. And on June the 7th, when the Continental Congress met at the Pennsylvania State House, which later became Independence Hall in Philadelphia. I don't know if you've had a chance to be there, but kind of amazing out of that little building and almost like a schoolhouse setting. The future of America was created there. And we can blame it all on the Virginia delegate, Richard Henry Lee, which introduced a motion calling for the colony's independence. And he said, let's just call it for what it is. It is a duck. It walks like a duck, talks like a duck. Hey, let's declare our independence from the crown. And at that point, I mean, it was calling into question every patriot. And when I say, patriot, it wasn't necessarily that you're saying, and I understand some people say, well, it's kind of like, it's a harsh word. But actually, the fact of the matter is you were either on the side of becoming independent, you were a patriot, or you were patriotic to the crown. You couldn't be both ways, even though Benjamin Franklin, I think, tried to, ride that in the middle for as long as he could, because after all, he had his son, employed by the crown. He was he had his own little area of influence and governance, and his son was very much pro England. He thought that's where his dad was at, but then his dad, got to the point to realize, hey, look at that if America is going to deal with Britain the way they should, it's going to be apart. It's not going to be together, and so he had to side, ended up siding with the Patriots. But remember, that, you know, July the 2nd was the actual date. You may not remember this, but July the 2nd was the actual date in which America independence, where the founding fathers signed that document. It was on July the 2nd. And then, of course, you know, being contentious as we are, you know, we have to say, well, you know, I'm a July 2nd independent guy. No, I'm a July 4th independent guy. And, of course, leading the charge of the 2nd was John Adams himself, who, you know, he just flat out, Scott, I don't know if you knew this, but he just didn't want to even go to July 4th parties. I mean, I don't care how many hot dogs were there. If it wasn't on the 2nd, he wasn't going to participate. You know, but, you know, such is the contention that we have even amongst our founding fathers. But interestingly enough, and you've heard us talk about this part as well with Bruce Kaufman. He didn't mention it today, but in previous remembrances of this holiday, find it quite interesting to remember that John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both died on July the 4th, 1826, which just happened to be the 50th anniversary of the adoption of the Declaration of Independence, huh? How ironic is that? You would think that even John Adams, if you say, well, if he wanted to go down, you know, fighting for July 2nd, that why couldn't he have died on July 2nd? I'm sure that's probably one of the first questions he asked God. Is why couldn't, you know, 2 days earlier? You know, what difference did 2 days make? You know. And maybe that's what God said to him, like, what difference do 2 days make, right?
Well, yeah, right. Plus, I don't think you're supposed to question him.
No, but, you know, well, he says, hey, contend with me. It's okay. You know, God invites us to contend with him. It's okay. But, you know, I think that we'll also come to that moment when you are in, you know, you're face to face with the truth, that there's not a whole lot of questions that you can ask back. You will be in the realm of the enlightenment, that a lot of the questions that we may hold in our early years will just dissipate because we're in the midst of truth. And all that confusion and all that man-made stuff will just go by the wayside. But I got to tell you, my prayer for you this 4th of July is that you make it a great day, a celebratory day. It's a safe day for all Americans, that we reconnect with our founding once again and appreciate what the 4th of July is really all about. And how blessed we are. We have been a country blessed by God, and may we remember that. May we not forget that it is by the divine hand of providence that we are here today, and it is also by the hand of divine providence that there will be a tomorrow and there will be greater Americans to come, but it will only be if we truly are one nation under God. As we go out today, I want to play again Star Swain's version. This is at the Lincoln Memorial, her version of our national anthem, Star Swain, on Bill Martinez Live.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so fiery we hailed at the twilight?
Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.